Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday, and welcome to the More Than Sleep Show with the Mom Coach. I'm Carrie, and it is spring break, which is why we are running late here. I have two little boys peeking at me through the window of the basement, wondering what I'm up to because they're usually at school when I set this all up, and they didn't know that I did this and they want to participate, so maybe on Wednesday. But anyways, I hope everybody had a good weekend. Maybe you have an older kid home from school this week and life is different when they're home, I'll tell you that, but it's fun. I'm going to spend it with my boys as much as I can, and this afternoon we're going to like an indoor jungle gym thing. And then tonight I'm hosting five boys for a sleepover because I remember being little and that was important and so much fun. So ask me again tomorrow how I feel about it. But for tonight, I have a really excited 11-year-old. So we're going to have a sleepover. Anyways, today I wanted to talk about nightmares with your baby. Well, as you guys probably know, I call all kiddos babies, but with your toddler, because when do fears emerge? Around 2.5. Before that, like sometimes moms are worried that their 18-month-old is scared of the dark. There's separation anxiety at 18 months old, but they're not scared of the dark yet because they don't really know what that means. They don't know to be scared. You don't know what you don't know. So around 2.5, legitimately fears emerge. And I think that we need to honor that as parents. I am not saying ignore fears because we're their safe place, right? But it's how you manage that boundary that will keep sleep on the rails. And to give you an example of this, lots of times parents have healthy sleep habits with their toddler. And then developmentally, they start to become scared of something. And I am one of these moms. My oldest son, we had him sleeping beautifully. And then it was around 3 with him, he started to get scared. And my initial reaction was to just go to him and soothe those fears. But it was a really slippery slope. I didn't really think much about the boundaries that I needed to have in place, the balance of managing his fears and being attentive to his needs, but also keeping the boundary in place in terms of his sleep habits. And honestly, before we knew it, we had a 4-year-old, well, at the time he was 3, in our bed, but it took a long time to get sleep back on the rails. So it's easier if you can start out this way instead of having to backtrack and reset the boundaries. So what I mean by this is around 2.5, 3, whenever it is, your child is going to get up or call out in the night and say that he's scared. He had a nightmare. There's a monster in his room, bad guys, aliens, who knows, right? Their imagination is endless. How do you react? That is key. Do not ask questions about the nightmare. Do not tell them, you know, just do not fuel the fire of the nightmare. Don't engage in conversation about whatever it is that your toddler's scared of. Instead, bring it back to the reality. My response in the middle of the night, if my children are scared, or with toddlers when I'm teaching other parents how to manage these, is you're safe here. This is our house. You're safe here. Mommy loves you. Don't engage on whether or not monsters are real. It's you're safe here. This is our house. Mommy loves you. And that is as far as I will go with it. I see, and there's a whole market for managing nightmares with your toddler. And for example, have you guys seen the fairy doors? I think they're $50 on Amazon, and you paste it to your child's wall and you read the story that goes along with it. And essentially what it is these fairies help protect the child from the monsters. Well, that is really engaging, and it actually is reinforcing that monsters are real, which is not what we want to do with our toddler. Instead, you want to just provide the security that they're safe and they're loved, and this is their home. So if your child is having a nightmare, go in. You don't want to ignore them. They need to have that security, right? That they're safe, and tell them that you are safe. This is our house. Mommy loves you. And leave it at that. You know, I would even sit with them initially and let them fall back asleep. Do not bring them back into bed if you want to keep sleep on the rails, because they might want to come and sleep with you. If they're scared, stay with them and don't crawl into bed with them, even though I know it's hard because you're exhausted. Sit beside the bed, right? So they're still in their space and the boundary is still set. Because what happens is they have a bad dream. It's highly likely that they did. But the very next night, the exact same dream happens. It's probably pretty unlikely that children have reoccurring dreams for days on end, right? Think about how we, you know, as adults, we have bad dreams too, but it's not every single night. What happens with toddlers is we set the expectation. So on night one, they have a bad dream. We bring them into bed with us. And then night two, the exact same thing happens because parents are expecting, or the child is expecting, the exact same thing to happen. If he says he has a bad dream, he gets to go sleep with mom and dad. So setting the boundary and not bringing them into bed will really help curb that before it happens. So if on night two, they have the same bad dream again, probably not. It's probably just testing the waters. I would go to them. It's pretty much business, right? At this point, you're safe. Mommy loves you. This is our house. And then it's an night time, buddy. It's all good. And then sit beside the bed till he falls asleep. And you might slowly have to move yourself out of that space. But I find if you're not really engaging in the middle of the night, nor are you crawling into bed or bringing him with you, it gets pretty boring for them. And likely the nightmare that's occurring will just stop. So don't engage. Don't talk about the monsters in the middle of the night. And then when morning comes, don't ask them questions about what happened. What was that dream about? You know, they might want to talk about it, and that's okay. But I would steer the conversation back to, you're safe. This is our house. You know, mommy loves you. You're sleeping at night in our house. Mommy and daddy are down the hall, and we're safe. You know, do not talk about what color the monster was, or, you know, daddy scares the monsters away. Just don't go there if you want this to be a rare occurrence and not an every night thing. Because children, toddlers, are looking for those boundaries to be set. And if they're not, what happens is it becomes, instead of a one-off, it becomes a nightly occurrence, which becomes a slippery slope, which ends up your child that did sleep beautifully is all of a sudden in your bed and you're wondering how it happened. So just try not to engage till provide the security. Don't leave him alone if he's scared, but don't get into bed with him either. The other thing that you can do to curb nightmares is look at the timing of things, because often if children are scared in the middle of the night, or they're having a nightmare, or maybe they're not, but they're waking and saying they're having a nightmare, is they're overtired. So overtired children, overtired humans, spend more time in REM sleep, in light sleep. It's a protective mechanism that we do as humans. So if your child is going to bed too late, they're going to wake more frequently in the night. And if they got a reaction from having a nightmare, and you're putting them to bed too late, they're going to wake more frequently and more frequently. So if you find that's happening with your toddler, try to shift bedtime back. a little bit earlier, and you might have a baby, a toddler, that sleeps more soundly throughout the night. So set the boundaries, don't engage if it is a nightmare, but still make them feel secure and loved, and we're not ignoring them or making them feel isolated and alone. And then B, take a look at bedtime. Is your child overtired to begin with? You want to set them up for success. So if they are going to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock, and you're wondering why they're waking so frequently, that might be why. So take a look at that too. The timing of things. So if you need help with this, we are so happy to help you. As a team of registered nurses, we're across Canada, and we do virtual sessions and in-home sessions, and we love working with toddlers. We love working with all kids. So you can message me here, and I'll help you find a mama coach in your area, or you can go right to our site and set up a call for yourself. We're happy to learn. Set up a call and listen and just learn more about your baby or your toddler and what's happening with your family. On Facebook, I've also linked an article that Lisa from Hamilton wrote. She's the mama coach in Hamilton about toddlers, and it talks a lot about what I just mentioned here in our live. So I hope this was helpful. If it was, or if you have somebody with a toddler in their life, if you share this, and I hope you have a great Monday. I am putting on my jumping gear because I'm off to Ingenation, the indoor gymnastics place with my boys. I'll try and keep up to them this week. So have a good day, mamas, and I will see you Wednesday morning at 9:30. Bye, guys.